Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, April 17th. The U.S. will impose new sanctions targeting Iran after its large-scale attack on Israel over the weekend. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the sanctions will target the country's missile and drone program and other entities of Tehran's defense programs. Sources tell CNN the U.S. now expects Israel's response to be limited in scope, as CNN's Nada Bashir explains.
At this stage, no clear details around the timing, perhaps location of this attack, but certainly a concern around what this could mean in terms of a potential retaliation from Iran. But of course, there is a continued push for all parties to focus on the diplomatic front, to return to the diplomatic table.
The Senate is set to review and likely dismiss the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas today. He's the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in nearly 150 years, but the Democrat-controlled chamber is expected to quickly drop the charges or hold a short trial that won't lead to a conviction. House Republicans voted by a narrow margin to impeach him 2 months ago over his handling of the southern border after failing to do so on their first try. Now, multiple constitutional experts say the evidence against Mayorkas does not reach the high bar set by the Constitution of high crimes and misdemeanors, while Democrats have called the whole process politically motivated and meritless. Seven jurors have been selected so far in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. The three women and four men are the first to be picked out of the 18 needed in total to make up the jury, including the alternates. During the selection process, Trump's lawyers dug through prospective jurors' social media posts, trying to root out those with any anti-Trump bias from getting on the jury, even questioning several of them about their posts. CNN legal analyst Ellie Honig says it's part of the defense team's strategy.
What Trump is playing for here is a hung jury, and people have to understand 11-1 is a hung jury. So I want a wild card if I'm Trump's team. I want someone on that jury who's enamored with Trump, who finds him fascinating, who finds him charismatic.
The trial is on break today and is expected to resume tomorrow. United Airlines says it was pushed into the red by Boeing and its ongoing quality issues. The company took a $200 million hit in the first quarter after Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes were grounded following a door plug blowing out during an Alaska Airlines flight in January. United didn't say if it was expecting any reimbursement from Boeing, but stated it would have been profitable without those grounding costs. Meanwhile, the union representing American Airlines pilots says it's seeing a, quote, significant spike in safety issues on flights. The union is urging its members to report problems and resist pressures that could compromise safety, while the company says safety is its top priority. The University of Southern California has canceled its valedictorian speech because of safety concerns. That's next. Asna Tabassum is USC's 2024 valedictorian, but she won't be able to give the school's traditional speech at graduation. The university says that's been canceled because of safety concerns, though it won't share any specific threats. Tabassum, a first-generation South Asian American, has been accused by a pro-Israel student advocacy group of sharing a social media link that calls Zionism, quote, a racist settler colonial ideology and advocates for the abolishment of Israel. Tabassum says she posted the link years ago because it details, quote, what's happening in Palestine and how to help. She says the issue is not about giving the speech, but the values of the university itself.
Creating an environment in which I'm revoked by my speech privileges comments to the university's commitment to academic security, academic integrity, and academic discourse.
Tabassum says she'll still attend her graduation ceremony and hopes USC will change their decision. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.